B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now it is Teacher Appreciation Week, and we are honoring teachers. And, you know, if you have the opportunity to go back and either send an email or Facebook message, just think about that teacher that really had an impact on your life. It's so important that you let them know,
like, absolutely,
and that you thank them. Because let's face it, these jobs do not pay crazy amounts of money.
Mm-mm.
So the satisfaction they get is hearing from former students. And to that end, we actually reached out to some of ours and thought about it. And we're like, you didn't even have to think about
it.
This is a college advisor, professor.
Yes.
His name is Ian, and he's on the line. Ian.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Tell us
I don't like want to get emotional this morning, but it's Teacher Appreciation Day, and I would not be behind this microphone in this building doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for this man. I was in kind of a bad spot in my life, and this amazing program had just opened at a new satellite of Chattahoochee Technical College that was right by my house, and I had just found out about it. It was an entertainment technology program, and totally everything that I had always wanted to do, but they had already closed enrollment. And my dad and I went up to the school and met Ian, and he worked his magic and got me into the program, so I didn't have to wait for another semester or quarter. We were on the quarter system then. Mm. And I wouldn't have gone to college. I wouldn't have this job. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for Ian and that program. And it's just like, it's my whole life now. Ugh. I'm sorry. I didn't want to be such a sappy crier this morning. It needed to be a fun, happy thing.
You know, teachers, professors, it's rewarding, not necessarily financially, but because of moments like this, where you hear how much somebody appreciates you and you helped steer this great career.
Well, exactly. And that's primarily why we do it is, you know, we feel like most teachers feel like they have something to pass on. And we have students like Kara that completely bought into everything we were doing and just gave it, you know, 150% every day. And that's why she's sitting behind that microphone, is because she put so much into it.
I mean, you're telling me there's nobody that has more of a work ethic. Kara is disappointed in herself when I ask her a question and she didn't already answer it before I asked it, you know? Just amazing.
Yep, sounds like Kara.
Yeah.
I mean, I met my best friend and the mother of my goddaughter through this program, and my life was changed forever.
Well, my life was changed, too. You were in my very first class, and you're very special to me.
We had some fun times, too.
We did.
Well, Ian, happy Teacher Appreciation Day. I'm
and
sure this meant a lot.
Thank you for everything that
it
you've
was
done.
Very beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
See, take the time to thank a teacher. Coming up, actually, we're going to reach out to Mr. Stetzel. And you're going to find out, how is it? This is crazy that a fat kid chooses his gym teacher as his favorite teacher, his most impactful teacher. That story is coming up next.
You're starting the day with B98.5. Here's what's coming up next.
You could use the open mic on the B98.5 app. It's just a little microphone in the bottom of the app. You open it up and you can record a message. And we're asking for you to send out a message to one of your favorite or most impactful teachers.
Hey, this is Kate Cross from Marietta, and I would like to say Happy Appreciation Day to Ms. Brown from Gerson Mill, Ms. Stepp, Ms. Shively, Ms. Brandon, and Ms. Batch from Mayburn Middle School. Thank you for all you do for me.
This, did she just thank, like, every single teacher she's got?
No.
You can tell this is a kid. This is a kid who's not performing well in school right now. I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm kidding. You can also call us and thank a teacher, 404-741-0985. Teacher Appreciation Week with B98.5. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now Teacher Appreciation Week. And we are reaching out, as you should as well, if you have the opportunity to let a teacher know, like, hey, you made the biggest impact on my life. You were really super important to me. And on the phone, Vernon Elementary School in Vernon, Vermont, mid-80s, my favorite teacher, my gym teacher, Mr. Stetzel on the phone.
Good morning.
Mr. Stetzel.
Hey, Ted. How are you?
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How a fat kid's favorite teacher could be his gym teacher is just puzzling to me.
No, that's the way it should be, Ted.
Why do you say that?
Because they should be giving them positive feedback no matter what.
I got to tell you about what Mr. Stetzel did. We had a jump rope team that he started, the Vernon Tornadoes. Are they still going now, 30 years, 40 years later?
Actually, yes. After 6 years of retirement, the PE teacher is still running it, and they're traveling around.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Right. So it's a demonstration, and it's to teach kids about, like, the fact that jumping rope is great for your heart and everything. And I was not going to be a great jump roper. And somehow, Mr. Stetzel included me in the program, and I was the equipment manager for the Vernon Tornadoes.
Aww.
I had a uniform that I wore that matched his.
Cool.
And I felt really important, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you felt included.
I felt like a leader.
Yeah.
And you were the best manager I ever had.
Did you ever even have any other managers?
No.
And I got to tell you something that you might not have realized at the time. And I've done a lot of thinking about this lately, is at that time, like, I did not get along with my stepfather until years after I graduated from college. And so I didn't have, like, the best male role models in my life. Good, not the best. And you were that positive male role model that really made me feel like I was part of it. And I remember I started a soccer league, and you encouraged me to do that, and we actually refereed the last game, wore matching shirts and stuff.
Aww.
And it just meant a lot to me.
Well, thank you. That's nice for you. It's always nice for a teacher to hear that something affected people.
Right? And I'm sure as a gym teacher, you don't get this very often because, you know, you're sort of, you know, you bring out the scooters, everybody has a nice time, nobody really likes to climb the rope, you know.
It's a positive position, though. It really is, especially as a male in an elementary school. It's an opportunity to affect people in a real positive way.
Well, and as years have gone by, it's, I'm sure, become more and more important. I mean, physical fitness is number one right now, really.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's Mr. Stetzel. Can you believe, I think it was my stepfather. He passed away, and we were devastated. He was 55 years old, and all these people that I was very familiar with showed up. And then to have, like, your elementary school gym teacher show up so many years later, still, like, saw it in the paper and took the time to come out there, just absolutely meant the world to me. So, just awesome. Coming up, we're going to talk to Krista in Douglasville. And if you want to thank a teacher, you can use Open Mic on the B98.5 app. You can call us 404-741-0985. Krista in Douglas, her teacher still reaches out to her every year.
Yeah.
She'll explain why and how that is. It's crazy. It's next on B98.5, B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Teacher Appreciation Week, and we are shouting out some teachers and how it was that they made such an impact on our lives. Natalie and Noonan.
Good morning.
It's so great to hear about these teachers and the things that they did that made them memorable.
I had a tutor that was one of my favorite teachers. I had her from first grade until I graduated my second year of college. And I have to say, she was the best teacher I ever did have. If, without her, I don't think I would have graduated.
This was a tutor? This was somebody that actually helped you do your work and helped you all through all those grades?
Yes, sir.
And I guarantee she was studying at night so she could figure out what she needed to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That is so cool. That's like a member of your family at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever go back and thank her? Or are you still in touch? You must still be in touch. She must tutor you on life. You're like, you know what? You should get a new hair dryer. That one looks like it's not doing the job.
Yeah, she came by last week, so I got to see her after 6 years since I graduated.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, God bless. Thank you so much for the call, Natalie.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. All right, you have a great day. Krista in Douglasville, Teacher Appreciation Week, the teacher that made the most impact on you.
When I was in pre-K in kindergarten, I had Miss Bussy from Tyrone for 2 years, and she has sent me a Christmas card every year since, and I'm almost 26. And
oh,
I just
goodness.
Can't imagine that she would send Christmas cards to all of her children.
Oh, you know what the answer is? She doesn't send everybody Christmas cards. She only sends it to her favorites, and that's you.
Well, I used to hide under her tables, and she had to call my mom to help pull me out from under a table.
Oh.
So maybe I was the troublemaker that she really liked. But now that And I teach pre-K now, and I can just appreciate that so much more. So
do you send out Christmas cards to all of your students?
No.
You better start. You better start now.
Yes, I think you would have to start on December 26th.
Exactly. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening.